Hi, I'm Rich Sizek, and welcome to today's installment of Quick Tips with Rich, your resource on the internet for food, beverage, and pharma x-ray inspection. Today, we're going to be talking about the idea of digital quality management. And digital quality management embraces a lot of automation to provide our end customers with full confidence that every product they produced was properly inspected. And when you think about the inspection process today, the demands on plant personnel are extremely high, coupled with exceptionally robust demands on what the quality inspection process must be able to do. And we see a lot of waste out in the field today due to what we think is poor inspection hygiene. Sometimes that's high false rejects. Sometimes that's a lot of product on hold. And it all gets down to the fact that it's just too easy for the quality system to break down, and so we're automating that to prevent that breakage. And so what are some of the components that and capabilities that digital quality management provides? So one is we're able to constantly optimize every machine's performance to make sure it's working correctly. Two, we want to provide you with objective evidence that each inspection was properly done and each product meets all quality criteria. The machines provide us with real-time operations and inspection analytics, and so you get constant information on how they're performing, as well as we make sure that small problems don't become big ones. We'll talk about a little bit of advanced inspection technology, and then the last thing is centralized inspection machine administration, which allows you to control access to the machines and what rights operators have, and then that is controlled for your whole enterprise, just in case, for example, your maintenance personnel might work more than one plant. And we're leveraging an idea that's been around for a long time. If you know anything about how jet engines work today, they constantly send telemetry information while they're being used to the manufacturer. And then their job is to fine-tune when the plane lands on the ground, do any maintenance that the engine may need. And the idea is really simple. The risk of failure is exceptionally high, and so you don't want that to ever happen. So you've got a constant process to ensure the engine's always in peak operating condition. And so the core platform behind this for Pico Inspects is something we call Operations Guardian, where we have telemetry information being sent from X-ray machines over to a centralized cloud server, which then allows analytics and actions to be taken off of that telemetry information. And basically how it works is every 30 seconds, the machine sends a status information to our server and allows immediate detection and closure of any inspection issues. If there are drifting of inspection results for some reason that are causing false rejects, we can immediately fix that. We can replace critical components before they fail, and we dramatically reduce the amount of plant labor required on your end to make this whole process work. We're the experts in the inspection business, and our job is to partner with you to make all this work smoothly. And it's not surprising that for most issues, we can identify and resolve them in partnership with you in a fraction of the amount of time it would take for you to do it on your own. Let me talk a little bit more about centralized machine control. So we talked a little bit about the idea of being able to control the machines and make sure that the inspection performance is consistent across everywhere that you're inspecting a specific product. The other benefits of centralized machine control are we can look at your machine service history, your entire facility's service history. So if you want to know your cost of ownership, it's all at a touch of a button. Operator training records are available. So in some states, you've got to keep very tight evidence that people are trained, that this platform does that. We also give you all your radiation measurements and regulatory documentations, and we make it easy to order spare parts. So again, it's very focused on that high availability, ease of use concept. The other thing that's built into digital quality management is inspection recording. We want to provide you with the capability to prove that every product was correctly inspected. And so how we do that is we save the image. Now, if your product is serialized, meaning each instance of it is unique, maybe there's a unique label number on it or a unique code number, then that gets stored on the image. And if you want to look up the image for product 157, you can do that. For broader labeling, if you've got a batch number, you can look up the entire batch. The benefit of this, if somebody brings in a version of your product, you can look up and with 100% certainty know what that product looked like when it was inspected and it left your factory. And that's helpful for a variety of scenarios. The other benefit of this is you can get some real insight into your operational performance of your line, because the X-ray machine is looking at both the yield, like how much of the product is actually being made and how much is being rejected. And it can give you some alerting for issues that are particularly serious. So if you've got a bearing, for example, that's failing and pieces of steel are getting into your product, the system will alert you and say, hey, you know, we're seeing a lot of small stainless steel rejects. You might want to investigate that. And what's really valuable about that is it allows reporting to the people who are most likely to take advantage of that information. So if you can imagine a serious issue that you want the head of the plant to know about, can text the head of the plant and that person can take action. We also make it easier for you to understand how lines are operating, so you can compare line or plant operations. You can look at things like challenge reports so that you're confident that the machine's being challenged appropriately. And then, as I mentioned before, we can give you some proactive maintenance capabilities so that if you've got an X-ray tube that's close to its end of life, you can replace it before it causes any plant downtime. And all this is available on a very easy-to-use cell phone app, web page, and as I said, you can get text information, your email or phone. So the other part of our digital quality management involves a suite of advanced inspection capabilities. One of them is high-resolution X-ray, which is a huge leap in the capability of imaging that's going to let us find a lot more kinds of foreign material, including improved plastics detection, improved can seam analysis, pouch seal inspection, dent management. So one of the challenges with X-ray systems today is they tend to not be able to tell can dents from foreign material, and so those dented cans are rejected. We have built a tool that allows us to identify the dents in the can and then pass the container depending on what type of dent criteria you've established. So if it's a big dent and it's by the seam, you might want to eject that can. If it's a small dent in the middle that's very visible, maybe you let that can pass because that dent will be covered by a label. Automated machine challenging is something that's new. We're providing the capability for the machines to automatically challenge themselves, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. The other thing that X-ray machines can do, because they do full container inspection, is they allow for ultra-accurate fill volume measurement. So if you think about a fill level monitor and a PET container, if the container base varies, the fill level monitor is going to be handicapped by that, whereas the X-ray system's not. And I talked about inspection sterilization a little bit before, and that's a new capability as well. So what does high-resolution X-ray look like? So here's a product probably most of us have seen. It's just chicken and clamshell. And when you look at that chicken in a high-resolution X-ray machine, this is with a 0.048 millimeter detector, so that's about 10 times, 20 times the resolution of what we use today in the field, a couple of things are evident. One, you can see the plastic clamshell. You can see the water-absorbent paper in the bottom. You can see the product, and here we've got a couple of pieces of metal foreign material. The other benefit of this is the high-resolution X-ray systems, because they've got more density discrimination, they can find plastics much more easily in certain types of settings. Finally, with high-resolution machines, you can imagine foreign material sizes come down dramatically. So here's a picture of a 12-ounce beer bottle, and those are 1.5 millimeter cubes of glass in the bottom. So again, significant improvement, because today probably the best case size would be 2.5 millimeter, and these are all at normal production speeds. We talked about can seam analysis. So being able to really look at can seams and inspect every seam rather than just do a sampling, as today people at canners know, the quality of your seam inspection process is totally driven by how well your sampling process can catch statistical issues with cans. If you inspect every can, if one can is bad, you're going to find it. Finally, we're introducing some infrared capabilities to find sealed defects. So if you think about a heat-sealed PET container and the kinds of issues that can happen with that, this technology allows you to see and confirm that every container is properly sealed. And finally, on fill volume accuracy, I talked about this a little bit before, but the fill volume accuracy with a full container X-ray system is going to be around plus or minus 0.1% to 0.5% of the container volume. So that's dramatically better than a fill level monitor. And that's really helpful in a couple scenarios. So if you've got an expensive product, you don't want to be overfilling the container. If you've got a product in glass or PET where the containers have some container to container variation, this is really helpful. And we've even seen in canned products where you have cans from multiple vendors, you can have issues where one can's slightly higher in the base than the other can. And so then the fill level monitoring process is compromised because, again, if the base is higher, you're always going to have to overfill the less high can in order to have the same fill level between the two cans. Automated challenging is really, really simple. So in this process, our detector creates a copy of an image, and then the computer electronically seeds that with the contaminant, that you're looking to find. And then we go off and analyze that image, and it allows 100% confidence that the machine's always working properly. Whereas today you might challenge it every 20 minutes, maybe that in your line that's every 50,000 containers, depending on how fast you're running. And this way you'd know that every few containers you're testing it. And again, if there are issues, you can shut down the line before you make any bad product. I talked about serialization, really simple. Save an image for every specific product and make it identifiable. And so let's just talk about some use cases about how this works. And not only can it make your product safer, but it can save you money. So one of them is dent detection, or defect detection rather. So let's say you're buying beans and some of your bean suppliers have more clean beans than others. We can help you in an automated way understand the stone or foreign material defect rate in these products. And that's data is all provided you at the end of every shift, and you can look at it and make sure that your suppliers are providing you with the specification you've asked for. Same thing for glass. So if a particular mold or supplier that you're using is got more defective product than others, you can easily differentiate them. And we talked about, you know, what I call the black swan scenarios where things break. You usually get a signature of that event. So maybe a large metal fragment comes off, and by itself, you might not worry about that. But if the machine is continuously detecting metal in the product and it shouldn't be there, then that's something where you want to stop the line and go off and do some research. And so the net of all this technology is it makes your inspection process much, much, much more tight. It gives you the data to prove it's properly working. And if you've got multiple facilities, it makes it super easy for you to know that everything is consistent.